Next up is Luc Sequeira Flanders.
Senator Brenner, Senator Brenner, Representative Tucker, members of the committee, thank you all for hearing me today. My name is Luc Sequeira Flanders. I'm joining from Fryeburg, Maine, and I'm here in my capacity as a co-founder of Community Water Justice and a Changemakers Fellow with the Maine Environmental Education Association. I'm speaking today in favor of the proposed legislation. As you are all aware with the previous testimony, recent concerns with the effects of PFAS have peaked due to the widespread sludge spreading and other waste contaminating water, soil, and food. Studies on the matter continue to show a causative relationship between PFAS and various cancer types and weakened immune responses. PFAS requires specialized treatment in order to be safe for disposal, which Maine facilities are not currently capable of. Meanwhile, the state-owned landfill managed by Casella at Juniper Ridge is accepting out-of-state industrial waste that has been banned in other states in large part due to the dangers they pose to human health. Alongside the burden that PFAS places on small farms and the sustainability of local food systems, we should also consider the disproportionate impacts that PFAS pollution have on indigenous communities. With the Juniper Ridge landfill being located just upstream of the Penobscot Nation community on Indian Island. No matter how you look at this issue, there is no alternative to clean water. We must look at our waterways not as a sewage system, but as a life-sustaining gift, a gift which needs our most vigorous protection and is worthy of a significant undertaking. When the water and soil upon which we depend are being poisoned, it is absolutely necessary to act swiftly to protect human and environmental health. The prospects of further contamination and the lasting health effects of PFAS are terrifying, but the possibility of an effective response to begin to correct the state's past mistakes rests in your hands. One final note, as a youth, it is also disappointing to have heard so little discussion of the possibility of removing these forever chemicals from the production end of this equation, which must be a necessary component of pursuing environmental justice. We can filter as much as we would like, but the problem won't stop until we halt the flow of PFAS-contaminated waste into our state. We must begin the process of completely removing PFAS from the products we consume altogether as well. For all these reasons, I urge you to vote ought to pass on both LD 1875 and LD 1911. Thank you all for your time.
Thank you so much for joining us. And just because I think it was such good work that we did as a committee last session, I want to point out that we did pass a bill that will limit products that contain PFAS from coming into the state in the future. It is challenging on the state level to limit production of products with those contaminants because of the Commerce Clause. Are there any questions from the committee? All right. Thanks for joining us. So appreciate your time this morning and your words. And next up is Mark Hyland.